You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
A Woman's View with Amanda Dixon. A look at the news here at home and around the world, all from the perspective of women. Now, Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. Such a pleasure this week to have former state senator and representative Patrice Arendt with me. Hello, Patrice.
Hello, Amanda. It's so nice to join you.
So good to have you with me. And it's also wonderful to have Crystal Young with me, who is a lobbyist. Crystal, how are you?
I'm so good. Thanks for having me today.
And Lisa Walker joins me, certified athletic trainer and teacher at Springville High School, all around busy person. How are you, Lisa?
I'm good. Hey, thanks for having me back. It's always good to be here.
I want to talk about the biggest issue in our world right now, and that is what's happening in Israel and Gaza. And the recent decision we heard from Prime Minister Netanyahu that there will be some sort of police presence or security presence of Israeli troops in Gaza after they take out Hamas there. There's so many different issues here. Patrice, I'd like you to comment in any way you'd like to.
You know, Amanda, it is so complicated and so difficult, and it's so sad. No one wants to lose any innocent life. Hamas is an organization, terrorist, radical, backed by Iran, that's committed to the annihilation of the state of Israel and to all Jewish people. And they use their people as human shields. Their people are the ones who are suffering so much. They took control of Gaza. They've used the money that's come in, hundreds of millions of dollars of aid, instead of building a vibrant community, they've used it to build tunnels, to stockpile illegal munitions. And, you know, it's just a difficult situation. The White House today announced on Thursday that Israel has agreed to pause the military operations in the Gaza Strip for four-hour periods to let these innocent people try to get out. But it's a difficult situation. As our president has said, Hamas does not stand for the Palestinian people's right to dignity and self-determination. Its stated purpose is to annihilate Israel and the Jewish people. So it's hard to negotiate with someone whose goal is to do that. They target innocent civilians. They're proud of their brutal approach, their rapes and murders. And they put these images on social media. In one case, the Hamas terrorist live streamed the murder of a grandmother and posted it on her Facebook account. It's a difficult situation. It's been going on for so long. I mean, since 2005, approximately, more than 20,000 rockets have been fired into Israel. People I know that live near that area say they sleep with their shoes on because they never know when they're going to have to leave. I can see why Israel wants to feel like there's some security, because yes, it's horrible now, but it's been bad for a long time.
Yes, thank you, Patrice. Let me go to you, Crystal. What do you see here?
We all have connections there. I have family in Israel too, and neighbors with family in Israel. And I used to have a much more idealistic position about war when I was younger. You know, you're taught how righteous they are or not as a kid, and then you get into your ideal young adult ages and you think, oh, why can't we have the lion lay with the lamb? Why can't human beings get better? And I don't know if these kinds of cycles ever stop, but we do our best to protect lives and to think through the complexity of the situation while being mindful of trauma carries through genes and through families for generations. And when you're dealing with generational conflict, and then you're adding on to generational conflict, that's almost thousands of years of trauma embedded in DNA to work through. And that makes these challenges even more difficult to heal, because it's hard to teach people, well, the annihilation of Israel is not a realistic goal. Israel has powerful allies, right? And so as long as Hamas is always going to set that as their bar, it's an endless conflict, and it's unfortunate.
Lisa, how do you see this?
I try to not see it very often, to be honest with you. You know, as you mentioned earlier, I'm really busy, and it just saddens me every time that I hear anything that's going on. I try to stay at least in the know on some highlights. I appreciate Patrice's wisdom and that little history lesson as a reminder. But for me, I think it should raise maybe an extra awareness of the importance of our own elections and the people in the United States that do have to make decisions about this stuff and how we will be involved or not. And I think for that reason, we need to pay close attention to our own political climate and try to point it in a direction that we would personally agree with. So getting involved in the gory details of what's going on are really hard. But control what we can control, and we can control paying attention to our own political climate.
Thank you for that. That's important, Lisa. Can I ask one follow-up, Patrice? And I'm thinking about how I have heard it said, and I've read as much as I can on this topic, especially of late, and I've heard it said that the violence won't stop until Palestinians have the right of self-determination, until they, whether they become part of Jordan or they become their own country or they become full citizens of Israel, that something to give them that right is necessary before the violence ends. What do you say to that thought?
Well, there's been a lot of talk and a lot of support for a two-state solution. Hamas really opposes that. You can't have a two-state solution if you don't even recognize the right for existence of one of them. So I think that's difficult. I also wanted to talk a little bit about what's been going on in the United States, all over my alma mater, Cornell, on college campuses. Anti-Semitism is up dramatically. And I haven't looked at the numbers for a couple of weeks. And when I last heard it, it was at 400% over the in their time when it really gone up before. Students aren't feeling safe on campuses. Our synagogues, you know, institutions have to be guarded all the time. Jewish people all over the country are scared. Mm-hmm. For many people, they say, well, the solution is to have a ceasefire. A ceasefire would give Hamas the ability to rest, refit, and get ready to continue launching terrorist attacks against Israel. So, again, a difficult situation with repercussions all over the world.
I want to pick it up there, if you'll allow me. I need to take a break. When we come back, let's pick it up there. I want to get the rest of your opinions, too, about this topic in just a moment here on A Woman's View on KSL News Radio.